to Real Flicks Reviews Movie News. This week we have Jonathan Charlie, hello, James Stevens, and Ryan Preston. So this week's question is, what action movies did you find hilarious? Our answers in a bit. So there's not a whole lot of good movie news this week. Baywatch is officially rated R, and I have a feeling because it's probably more porn than movie.
What? Well, that'd be the only reason to make it rated R.
I'm trying to think the reason why, yeah, because it's probably unrealistic bathing suits on lifeguards and, well, The Rock, you know, people tasting a strudel is the only thing I could think of why anybody'd want to see it.
Well, they all come to the beach because they can smell what The Rock is cooking.
Oh, God.
You started it.
That dude is basically printing money these days, though, man. Oh, studios God. Love that guy.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's such a lovable guy, though. I mean,
he really is, man. I love him, too. I'm a fan from day one.
Oh, yeah.
And there's...
I'm glad that I can be a legitimate fan instead of saying, like, no, from the wrestling days.
I've always liked The Rock. I've never heard anything bad about him. My favorite thing is when you hear about his diet and how much food he eats.
Dude, when he goes on the binges, or, you know, the cheat days is what they're called. But, I mean,
like
just,
like a stack of flapjacks that high.
Yeah, it was like 30 flapjacks or, you know, pancakes or whatever you want to call them, like 1,500 pizzas, 28,000 quarts of ice cream. I mean, goddamn, dude. Seriously.
And in the...
Look it up. There actually are numbers, but more reasonable than that.
In the, seriously, who ordered this pile? New Matrix is not a remake or a reboot.
It's a continuation.
Why are they making another please, let the Matrix die. Just let it go away, please.
Yeah, it took so long enough for Trinity to die. Just give up.
But I will say, in honor of Ryan, the first one was an amazing movie. The rest of them just sucked.
It may be an execution, but again, I mean, the story survives.
Yeah, oh, I mean, there were redeeming moments, but not enough.
Dude, the second one had the weird albino twins and the keymaker and the flying and the fucking freeway scene. That movie was almost all badass.
All you needed was the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I don't know. I mean, even at the time, I thought the CGI on the pole fighting scene against all the...
well, you know, obviously it was a cartoon, even, you know what I mean? But it was as good as it was for the time. I mean, remember, these are the fuckers that invented bullet time.
I'll give Ryan a lot of credit, even though I really seriously hate the second and third one. It was such an original story... That the story I do think stands alone, but I just think the execution on the second and third one, I think the studios wanted them too fast, and they're just like, okay, $$$$$.
Well, yeah, and I think they got a little big for their britches when it came to the CGI.
Yeah,
because they worked with what they had, you know, and we've fucking seen people use worse CGI. You know, even for the time with big movies.
Hell,
you know?
Look at the new modern, look at the new Independence Day. Oh, talk about a Technicolor rainbow.
No, I won't watch it.
You have to. It's hilarious.
I will when it maybe be at Redbox for a penny.
Troma makes better
movies. It really is pretty shitty.
Troma makes better movies.
Well, they intend to make that. They didn't hit the nail on the head for what they're going for.
They did. And on a sad note... is the producer of The Blob, Jack H. Harris, died at 98 years old. And damn, this is just a good run. 98 years old.
Did The Blob stand the test of time, man? Who would have thought that shit? Yeah.
It's funny, too, because even I have the DVD version, the Criterion Collection on that. And even
which one?
Of The Blob.
Well, which one?
Oh, the original.
The 50s one?
Yeah.
Cool.
And the film stock they did on that movie was awful, but it's just amazing how such a simple story of basically Jell-O killing everybody, because there was one in the 80s, and I think there was one in the 90s, and it's bound to be another one sooner or later.
Well, there was the one for the 50s. It was like late 50s with Steve McQueen of all fucking people.
By the way, I think that was his first movie.
It might have been, yeah. But, yeah, I think it was, come to think of it. But... then the 80s one was a remake, and then there were sequels subsequently. But, I mean, just a weird cult movie that went around so much that they decided to remake it in the 80s. You know, it was a classic movie, though.
I love the original. I mean, it really picks up on all the 50 cliche sci-fi horror movies, but it's, I wouldn't call it great, but it's definitely a good night in the cinema, in my opinion.
Well, it's so a product of its time when it came to those kind of, it was the Harryhausen kind of weird, you know, monsters that just were like, oh, okay, I guess now we're there. We're way beyond Dracula and the Mummy.
The funniest thing is, out of all the movies that came out in the 50s, especially the late 50s, when you started getting, like, The Forbidden Planet, that particular movie is very 50s. That's one of the particular movies that I always tell people, if you want to see a movie that's definitely a product of its time, it's that particular movie. And an interesting note, and vaguely excited, Sony's Venom is dated for 2018. They're doing a Venom movie, and they've actually announced it. There's been rumors off and on for years. I don't know if I'm excited, because I'm tired of anything Spider-Man related.
Yeah.
But we've never seen a movie where Venom is basically carrying it on himself.
That's true. Well, is this going to be the Brock Venom?
I'm not quite sure. What'd you say, Ryan?
We're talking about Spider-Man Venom, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm probably in a fugue state from the movie, but Spider-Man 3, they touched on Venom and not just Dark Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, am I mistaken? Yeah, because the photography guy took over the symbiote in the end. And...
Yeah.
With that leaving a bad taste in the entire franchise's mouth, I think they've been, because everyone was like, oh, you're bringing in the greatest Spider-Man character ever.
Yeah.
And then they fucking ruined it. Just absolutely ruined it.
They did.
Now, the only thing they don't really say in the articles, they don't talk about what version of Venom you have. Yeah. Do you have the evil Venom, the quasi-good guy? Do you have him in Carnage?
Well, you definitely got to go evil Venom, and you got to ramp that shit up to Carnage.
So that's the one thing they don't say, and I love Venom, but right now I don't want to put a lot of hopes because, honestly, the Spider-Man movies just suck out loud.
Well, I think they've gotten very confident in their recent reboots, especially with the young kid who fucking rules.
He definitely did a good job. I think we'll see how good of a job he does when he has to carry a whole movie.
Yeah.
I think he's gonna do great. I really liked the angle, the subtle differences that they, obviously you can't change the character.
But I'm totally hoping. I'm like, please, because I'm
my cynicism is just I really can't believe that we're so saturated with all the comic book movies.
I would have never thought that in the early 90s when I first watched Howard the Duck that we're going to get a lot of really crappy comic book movies.
There have been some really nasty ones.
Look, I don't know if I'm just being the, no, I liked it when I was young and now I'm upset that everybody likes it. If everybody really is clamoring for it, then hey, go for it. I do miss kind of the big movies that aren't comic books.
I think part of it is, you know, we're geeks and we're comic book fans, but part of it is the fact that we liked it when we were younger, but they also realized going back that this was a shit movie. How could I like that? No, so it's, I think it's a couple of different things.
I guess I just hope that they would have gone a little slower, taken their time a little bit. You know, instead of, I feel like in 5 years, everyone's going to be like, no more comic book movies ever.
I'm hoping they go more Christopher Nolan instead of Joel Schumacher. Let me just put it this way, because one's going to really piss me off, and the other one's going to make me really happy. So you guys can decide which one.
There's so many that we're going to get an equal mix of both of them. You know what I mean? There's going to be some that are very Schumacher-y. And others that people are trying to do the Nolan, you know, and what I closed the page already. The guy that just did Logan, you know, taking it in that sort of angle.
All I know, if Joel Schumacher and his ragtag bunch of retards, to quote you, Ryan, in a very early episode, if they show up, I'm going to be pissed. So,
I meant intellectually disabled. I'm sorry.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we do have a Facebook page. Is there a movie you'd love us to do? Or piece of movie news, let us know. You can also catch us on Podbean, iTunes, Stitcher, and more. This week's question is, what action movie did you find hilarious? And there's so many hilarious action movies.
Oh, I got so many that there's an entire genre called action comedies.
Yes. Yep.
And then there's subcategory of buddy action comedies and you know, teamed up with dogs and crime action comedies. And,
I have one
talking about Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was.
I was just making sure because I really don't know of another one.
Or Canine. Let's not forget what's his name? The Belushi.
And there's the one. Well, what about the one that Clint Eastwood did with the orangutan?
I was going to actually say
Yeah, well, that was actually a really good movie before everybody was sick of it. You got BJ and the Bear, and you got Every Which Way But Loose.
Yep.
So I've got two. One is Dark Angel / I Come in Peace, which is...
We done it.
Which is hilarious as hell. And the second one would be every Dirty Harry movie.
I don't know if you can go with every single one, but you know, I'll let you take a couple out of there.
Most of them are absolutely hilarious, especially like, unintentionally.
At least nine out of the 20.
So James,
I have the two best ones. So my first one is Face Off, because to see John Travolta playing Nicolas Cage and Nicolas Cage playing John Travolta is just hilarious. Once you look through the movie in those eyes, it'll change the way you watch that film.
I'll definitely give you that one.
So, and the other one, another Nick Cage with Steve Buscemi, Con Air.
Which we've done.
Which we've done as well.
If we actually did our homework, we'd tell you which episodes they were, but you can find out at THEOGT.TV or type in Real Flicks Reviews on the URL address bar.
Ryan?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously you guys are going with the unintentionally funny.
I think Face Off was supposed to be funny.
I hope so.
I, you know what? Even if it was, they failed. I mean, goddamn, there's so many. I mean, one of my favorite genres is action comedy, and there's the very straightforward kind of stuff like Beverly Hills Cop. The first one of that was just unbelievably great. But then, like, Tropic Thunder, you know what I mean? That movie was not only one of the funniest joke-for-joke, minute-by-minute movies, but actually a really good action movie.
Yeah, and it's got his crush in there,
there's
too.
There's a lot of them.
Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
I would consider the Blues Brothers an action comedy.
Really?
Interesting choice.
Yeah, there's rocket launchers, and they destroyed about 400 Chevy Caprices.
So can I go with Nice Dreams then?
Sure.
But there's action sequences in there.
Can I go with the Italian Job?
Well, I could go with the Corsican Brothers, but nobody wants to go there.
No, even they don't want to talk about it.
Or what was the other one? Yellowbeard?
Okay, you can shut up now. So on an interesting note, TMZ actually talked about the guy who played Atreyu from The NeverEnding Story. Apparently, is in debt over decades of an injury. Apparently, he got on the movie from jumping the horse.
He didn't stick the landing.
No, he didn't quite Christopher Reeves. But it's interesting to hear you had a child actor really hurt himself and. They just didn't do anything about it. I find that interesting.
That's par for the course, man. You know how fucked up Linda Blair is from Exorcist?
Oh, yeah.
When they were ragdolling her on that bed, she's got back problems the rest of her life.
I'm actually surprised she wasn't paraplegic from what they did to her.
I mean, really, really, really messed her up, dude. I mean, as a kid, I mean, kids are pliable as shit. But, I mean, they just gave her, like, 400 car accidents in a row. And just sent her on her way with a nice little check from the 70s.
Seriously, even Rodney King was enough. She took.
But, yeah, man, they oh. They, back in the like day, I mean, nowadays, that's why the insurance is so crazy for certain movies. You know, is just by nature of what we're going to have the actors do. And you know, there's a team of lawyers standing by saying, no, we need the stunt double, we need the stunt double.
That's actually probably one of the reasons why you get people like The Rock who can actually do his own stunts, who knows how to, is probably told at this point, no, you can't do it.
Yeah, probably.
Right, or and, you have somebody like Tom Cruise who spent so much of his off time perfecting these little skills like motorcycles and race car driving, where the studios feel comfortable letting him do insane shit.
That cheated on here? I mean, between you and Tom Cruise? Are you cheating on me with this guy?
I mean, it's been going on for a while, all right? You're going to find out one way or another.
Well, right. That's why in the Tom Cruise bingo game, there's motorcycle in there.
I mean, well, God, why don't you just put Keanu Reeves out there instead of Tom Cruise?
So I have a question for you. I know there's a movie everybody, you guys included, that you want to see, and I bet it's Coming to America 2.
No.
Can we do Sending Them to Canada instead, and you know, send Kanye up there and Rosie and Amy Schumer, and can we do that? Sending them to Canada.
I don't want to see that movie at all. That is the worst idea. I hate when you try to capitalize on the lightning in a bottle movies.
Oh yeah,
that movie was product of its time as well as the actors and the writing style.
I mean, that's when Eddie Murphy...
that shit again and expect everybody to like it.
Well, that was when Eddie Murphy was good at something.
Yeah, but I feel the same way with what they did with Home Alone and what they're still doing with Tremors. You can't
do it. That's my point, is it's going to be like this direct-to-DVD, you know, thing that nobody's ever going to want to watch.
Yeah, like all the Olsen Twin movies.
Such a special place with me that I wouldn't want to sully it's. I mean, I didn't even watch this the Dumb and Dumber movies, both unofficial sequel and official sequel.
Yeah, no.
So I did hear, excuse me, before I actually started recording, probably one of the best piece of movie news I've heard, probably in the last couple of months.
It's that Mr. Bean's not dead?
Well, that too. I mean, I'm really happy that Mr. Bean didn't die.
Good for you.
It's possible
to Rowan Atkinson.
It's possible that the studios are done making Terminator movies.
Well,
I know that sounds weird, but honestly, I've seen all of them except the last two, and none of them have been any good. Had been any better than the first and second one.
So you're just saying that he won't be back?
Yes. I'm thrilled with Hollywood saying, hey, let's not make this movie that hasn't been good since the 90s.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think that we as the general public haven't exactly given big studios a reason to be artistic. You know, I mean, we've sort of voted with our dollars over the years, you know, with sequels and things like that. But it is the reason why people like, or studios like Amazon or Netflix are going to start creeping into the Academy Awards more and more, which is, by the way, bullshit. Everybody knows it's arbitrary. But they're going to start creeping into those things quite a bit more. One, because of a younger voting personnel that's going to be taking place. All the old white guys are dying. But also because the studios have gone into, like, this safety mode, it seems like, you know, where they want to just print money doing these things, and they're not focusing on making art anymore.
See, I don't even care if they're the same basic movie. Hell, I've seen every Jean-Claude Van Damme movie made that I know of. It's the same basic movie, but different parts.
Right, but see, I'd rather watch Time Cop over and over again than just watch the next Time Cop 7, Time Cop 8.
Why don't you watch Kung Fury?
I did. It's.
You should watch it again.
I did.
I mean, this is one of the things I loved about the 80s is they literally made the same basic movie over again, but different story, maybe a different actor.
Right.
Probably a different villain.
When I said Beverly Hills Cop earlier, there's obviously 1,000 Beverly Hills Cops. You know, it's just not that title. It's a different thing. It's a different guy. It's a different setting. It's a different city.
And they don't have that very annoying, catchy theme song that every Shrek movie somehow has it in it.
Yeah, that's one of the greatest themes ever. And okay, no, and I'm how not... dare you sully its reputation?
By what, Shrek?
I mean, every time I hear that that theme song, I want to go like shove a banana in somebody's tailpipe.
Poor Mr. Bean.
Oh God! Yeah,
poor bastard. Stop hoaxing his death, everybody.
All right, there were four Beverly Hills Cop.
Four?
Yep.
I know.
Wait, I think the fourth one is like a rumored to be done something.
Yeah, there's I think three. So too.
I was gonna say because I know of a third. I saw the third one, but fourth?
Yeah,
the third one I think was the one with Brigitte Nielsen.
Yeah, that was the one where they had that some sort of theme park, and they had Axel Fox. Oh.
No, never mind. It was number two that was Brigitte Nielsen with the gun club with the weird laser targets and no bullets.
Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen, for Jonathan Charney, Ryan Preston, and James Stevens,
goodbye.
Thank you for watching. We'll be right back.